We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, so this is kind of an interesting proposition, actually, that we're talking about.
Well, yeah,
about
we, we've, if you've been listening, normally Wednesdays at 8:20, we had been doing the CT Biz Now series, which we met some great people. One of them was Bryn Tindall. He's the CEO and owner of Rebel Interactive Group, and he joins us now. Bryn, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you guys again.
Bryn, just to refresh the listeners' memories, explain Rebel Interactive Group.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Rebel is a digital marketing agency located in Southington, Connecticut.
So what has the pandemic done? How has the pandemic impacted your business?
Well, it's interesting. You know, if you go back to 9/11 and you go back to when we lost power, you know, I don't know, about 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I lost track. You know, we set about to restructure Rebel so we were more distributed, and you moved everything into the cloud and basically tried to set up as best as possible for a situation like this. And I think we did a decent job of that. But what's been really interesting, you know, as we sort of navigate all this is, you know, we're only as healthy as our customers, right? And so, you know, we have to make sure, as much as, you know, we were set up for this, that we try to help our customers get there too. It's been really interesting to sort of watch that emerge.
By the way, their website is rebelinteractivegroup.com. I'm looking on your website. You have some pretty impressive customers there that you have as clients. Are you finding, because we're into the magic age now of telecommuting, and it's certainly more intense now than it was, let's say, 3 weeks ago, have you gotten more business out of that? People saying, look, we've got to organize so we can work at home, kind of like you do.
Yeah, so it's what's happened is companies are scrambling to figure out how to do what you're doing on this very call here. You continue to stay in business and yet do it in an innovative way. And almost all of it has moved digital, right? You know, if you're familiar with the software program Zoom, which is video conferencing.
Oh, good God, yes.
Yeah, I mean, the stock has gone through the roof as people scramble to implement solutions like that. And it's been really interesting watching even sort of more blue-collar businesses. You know, take roofing as an example. You know, they've implemented drones that they can fly by your house. They call ahead. You stand outside. They e-signature. They send you a video quote. You know, they can have video conference. Everything is moved, and it's moved rapidly. It's really been, you know, interesting to watch people move their business in line with the times.
Well, if you know that ad that Ken Crowley just did. If you think about that, Crowley Automotive, you know, he's talking about his, you know, basically it's a digital superstore. And the fact of the matter is their website's pretty good. You can see some pretty good deals there. So, you know, that's another way to keep business going.
Yeah, you know, to your point, you know, we bought a TV over the weekend at Best Buy, and, you know, you buy it on the internet, right? You just can't go in. They tell you when you can come by to pick it up. They text you, you text them as you get by nearby. They come out loaded in your car and they disappear, right? I think it's interesting, you know, as these services are almost like concierge services are being rolled out for people in this age, I see many of these are going to continue, you know, when we get on the other side of this.
Talking to Bryn Tindall, the CEO and owner of Rebel Interactive Group, here in our CT Biz Now segment on WTIC News Talk 1080, where it's 8:24. Do you have to reach out, Bryn, to clients and let them know that you're fully operational and that they can avail themselves of your service, or do they pretty much know that?
We immediately got as close to the customer as possible, you know, wanted them to know that despite what they're reading, you know, because the way we're set up, that we're there, we got their back. You know, many folks, if you think about this, you know, this has become a communications challenge. And if you think about how you communicate with your customers and your audiences and so forth, most of that has moved digital. So think email and social posting and messaging and so forth. And so we've really had to sort of help step up and help them communicate to let their customers know that they're all right and what they're doing.
How many of your employees telecommute?
Well, all, honestly, you know, it was set up that way. The way we set it up is that folks had to be in the office a couple times a week, you know, normally, and then the rest of the time they were set up to work from home. Obviously now, over the last 3-4 weeks, all of them are working from home.
All right.
And I think, Bryn, I think you made a great point. I think when we get through this, and obviously we will, no telling when, but when we get through this, I think this is going to change the way we do a lot of business in our country.
I think travel is an example. I mean, let's just take the RFP process, you know, for most companies where they force you to respond and then fly out and go meet with them and stuff. It's already shifted to digital interviews. And if you think about the thousands of dollars and days lost just flying someplace for a meeting that is could just as well be conducted, honestly, over a Zoom-like platform, I don't see that changing. I'm not saying that the human interaction of getting together is ever going to change. But you're going to really second guess yourself moving forward. Could this be done this way, or do we physically have to get together?
And I just wonder, too, I mean, day-to-day operations, a lot of, you know, you're paying rent, you're paying utilities. You know, if you're renting an office or office space, that may be a business that's really going to be affected, because do you really need an office?
It's that you make a great point, and that's been something that's been coming for a while. You know, you see large corporations who have bent because of this, finally allowing people to work from home. And it's going to be interesting when they get on the other side of this, when they go back and say, okay, we want you to come back in, and people will be saying, but, you know, look how efficient I was while I was home. So it can be done. So it is, you raise a great point, and I think that is going to be coming as well.
Are you doing the same volume of business, Bryn, that you did before the pandemic, or has that slowed down a little bit?
So we tried to accelerate going into this, not because of the pandemic, but because of what I thought was going to be a recession in the first quarter here in America, just based on what you read. So we tried to hit it with a full head of steam. What's I think that's continued, you know, and from a lead flow point of view, what has begun to happen as, you know, customers get increasingly nervous and, you know, and they have to sort of tighten their belt. You know, they're asking for leniency on when they can pay or can they cut back a bit and so forth. And, we have tried to accommodate where we can there, but in many cases, in many industries, this is not the time and place to be cutting back. I honestly think this is the time and place you should be stepping up with your presence into the marketplace and communicating with your customers.
You know, what was interesting, well, many things were, but I mean, the other thing is, you know, we do have a lot of advertisers now are saying, okay, we're a paint store, we'll deliver your paint. Connecticut Lighting now has their virtual showroom where, you know, they'll actually show you what, you know, you can browse the store. So, I mean, more and more, it's a way for you as a business to actually stay in the game and maybe even improve the game.
I think many companies are going to come out of this on the other side sharper and more focused. I would suggest most businesses spend what downtime, if they have downtime right now, sort of organizing the back end, getting themselves configured in this way. I do believe this is the new norm. I think it's one of these things with your customer, if they get used to Amazon-like treatment,
yeah,
you know, why would they want to go back once the pandemic rolls back, right?
No question.
And so I think this is a great opportunity for a lot of people to begin to reconfigure themselves to address the new norm.
The website is rebelinteractivegroup.com. Bryn Tindall is the CEO and owner. Bryn, thanks for time. Good reconnecting with you. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
Same to you. Thank you, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.